Welcome to the 510 podcast. I'm Heidi Matheson, and my goal in the next 5 to 10 minutes is to bring you some encouragement from the Word of God and to do what Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 5 verse 10, to find out what pleases the Lord. Together, let's strengthen our faith through the Word of God. Do you ever wish that you could see into the future? That you could see exactly how each decision you make is going to end up? Do you ever wonder why God doesn't make his plans abundantly clear to you, showing you the beginning and the end and all the in-betweens? I often think about these questions, and I often find myself wishing I could see more of what the future is going to look like. Well, it might be encouraging to know that you and I are in good company if we think this way, because some of the greats of the Bible found themselves with only limited information from the Lord. Take Abraham, for example. Do you remember when God called Abraham? His name was Abram back then. But God said to him in Genesis 12 verse 1, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." So not only was God telling Abraham to move to a new country without actually telling him which country to move to, but God was also promising that Abraham would become the father of many, when in fact he was already 75 years old and didn't even have one child. Later in verse 7, God says, "To your descendants I will give this land." Surely Abraham must have thought to himself, "What descendants?" God called Abraham and made him a promise, but didn't give him all the details. God just gave him the first step in the plan, and Abraham obeyed. Now we have the benefit of historical knowledge, so we know how Abraham's story progressed. If you read through the book of Genesis, you'll find out exactly how God fulfilled this promise and this calling. But for Abraham, it was a huge step of faith to leave his family and start a journey to an unknown destination. In Genesis 15 verse 6, we're told that Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord accounted it to him for righteousness. Another way of saying this is that the Lord counted Abraham as righteous because of his faith. And much, much later in the New Testament, James tells us in James 2:23 that Abraham was called the friend of God because of his faith. So how does this help us? Well, Abraham is an example to us of how God will likely work in our lives. It's highly unlikely that God is going to reveal to any of us the entirety of our life's plan. He wants to leave room for us to trust him. I'm convinced that if I knew the final destination of any particular plan that God has for me, I would put things into motion to get there without God's help. I would try and make it happen myself without involving him, when actually he wants to go on this journey with us. Or rather, he wants us to go on this journey with him. I just love what Isaiah has to say about the difference between our ways and God's ways in Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Friends, God's ways are better than our ways. His plans are better than our plans. How much higher are the heavens than the earth? That's an unfathomable measurement. But that's how much better God's plans and purposes are than our own. But we have to be on the journey with him for us to benefit from his ways and his thoughts and his plans. I grew up in Zimbabwe, and my parents owned a small holiday cottage near Lake Kariba on the Zambezi River. As a result, we spent many holidays and long weekends up in Kariba, and we'd always go on game drives, usually in the evenings, often at night with a spotlight. Up until my 20s, there was one animal that I had yet to spot in the wild, and that was a leopard. I'd seen pretty much every other animal that lived in the area, but I'd never seen a leopard in the wild. On one trip, it was the night before we were due to leave to go home, and we'd usually leave quite early in the morning because it was a long drive home and would get very hot as the day wore on. But some of the family decided to go on one final game drive. I was busy packing and I felt tired, and I knew the next day would be long and arduous, so I thought of just staying back at the cottage while the others went on the game drive. But at the last minute, overtaken by a case of FOMO, I jumped in the car and joined everyone else. I don't think we'd even driven a kilometer when something caught our eyes and we shone the spotlight into the bush. And there, chilling on a fairly low branch, very close to the road, was the most beautiful specimen of leopard. Finally, after many years of game drives, I had now seen a leopard in the wild. Now, I don't want to state the obvious, but if I'd made the final decision not to go on that game drive, I would still be saying today that I've never seen a leopard in the wild because I've never seen one since. I had to be on the game drive to see the leopard. Jesus once said something very interesting to his disciples. In the middle of teaching them about the Holy Spirit whom he was going to send after his departure from the earth, he said, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." That's in John chapter 16, verse 12. I'm really convinced that as flawed human beings, we could not cope with knowing the entirety of God's plan for our lives, and that he tells us and shows us one step at a time for our own good. It also helps us to be obedient just one step at a time. But in order to progress to the next step, we need to be obedient to the instructions that we have for today, for now. We need to start the journey with the Lord and follow him one step at a time. When my kids were little, if we were planning to go away for a holiday or we'd planned a fun and exciting activity, I wouldn't tell them weeks in advance what our plans were, because that would cause a barrage of never-ending questions from them. And every day they would be asking, "When are we going? When are we going? Is it today?" Instead, I would only let them know a few days in advance so that they could get excited about the adventure, be part of the packing process. And even then, I wouldn't tell them about all the things we had planned for while we were away, because it was just too much information for them to cope with. Friends, God knows how much information we need and how much we can bear or cope with. And that's what he gives us. And as we journey with him, as we're obedient to each step, he gives us more information and shows us the next step to take. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." When we are on a journey with the Lord and we set our minds on him and on his ways, on his plans and his purposes, and when we trust him who knows all and sees all, then we can experience his perfect peace. That peace that passes all understanding, as Paul describes it in Philippians. But friends, we need to be on the journey. Will you join me on this journey? Let's take a step of faith today like Abraham did. Let's be obedient to what God is telling us now, and let's trust him for all the steps to follow in the future. Thanks for listening to the 510 podcast. I really hope you were encouraged today. I'd love it if you would take a moment to rate the 510 podcast on your favorite podcast player. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with a friend.